Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And it's good to be back with you. And it's just going to be you and me, by the way, up for the next half hour. So as we got a couple of things I want to talk about today, a couple of different things that I want to cover. First up, I want to talk about the survey that we conducted on our website recently. And as you know, for several months now we've been conducting a different question on the homepage, and we've been publishing it in the newsletter and giving you a chance to link through from the newsletter to the website to answer our poll question. Or if you're a visitor to our website, you can see the poll question right there on the homepage, by the way, which is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And every week we ask a different question, something about your business, something about what's going on in the world today, sometimes politics. And this last week, we sort of combined a little bit of business, a little bit of politics. And here's the question we asked. Polls indicate businesses aren't hiring or investing due to concerns about the weak economy, plus uncertainty created by political decisions. Do you believe businesses will hire and invest more after the November 2nd elections? Now, full disclosure, we asked a few weeks ago, or sometime in the last 30 days, I guess, we asked the same group of folks, how are you leaning toward, which party are you leaning toward as of right now? If the election were held at that time, which party would you be more likely to vote for, the Republicans or the Democrats? And by a vast majority, our respondents said they'd vote for Republicans. And so this time, the answer to the question, do you believe that businesses will hire and invest more after the November 2nd election, 74% of our respondents said yes. 26% said no. One of the things that I've been wondering about for some time now is there some kind of a pent-up emotional dam? I tried to figure out how to work that into the question, and it never worked, and I never could get that done. But I've never really heard anybody else talk about this before. Sort of an emotional dam that seems to be building up in anticipation of this election, November 2nd. I've asked some other people, some other experts. I asked Steve Forbes. I asked Governor Pete DuPont in the last week and a half or so. Do you feel that there is some kind of an emotional dam that if the election goes the way the business community thinks it will, and the way the pundits seem to think it will, the folks who know about these things, the pollsters especially, do you believe that there's a dam being built up in anticipation of that happening, and that once the election is over on November 2nd, and if it goes the way that it seems to be going, that Republicans will at least gain control, majority of one of the houses, probably the House, not the Senate, maybe not the Senate, but probably the House. Do you believe that dam will be released, that dam will collapse, and that this emotion of maybe, so a pent up, it's like a pent up dam, business emotions, and small business owners have a desire to grow and to do new things and to sell more stuff and to make profits and to give raises to their employees and to improve their family situation. We have this desire, don't we? We want to do that. It's part of what drives us, part of what makes us do what we do. But when we feel that that there are things being decided, things being enacted that are not in our favor, that are against us, we sort of bow up a little bit. We sort of sull up, right? And I feel that that's what's been happening. And I wrote an article months ago, actually probably right after the President Obama's State of the Union speech, and I titled the article, "The Enemy of Jobs is Uncertainty." This was probably almost 9 months ago. The enemy of jobs is uncertainty. And it's uncertainty about what the government is going to do to me, and uncertainty about what they've already done, and I don't understand how it's going to impact me. And so I think a lot of business owners believe that after November 2nd, some of the uncertainty will go away. And maybe some things will happen that will be less anti-business. And I think that's what's going on. And now, if you wonder whether, you know, what I base some of my decisions on, some of my this opinion I have on, look at the job situation. We're not creating jobs. I talk to small business owners. They're not trying to grow their business. I talk to bankers. They're not hearing from small business owners about borrowing money so they can grow their business. Look at the cash that's sitting on the sidelines right now. They're every time I hear a number, it's a bigger number. Trillions of dollars. $1, $2, $3, $4 trillion of cash sitting on the sidelines that's being hoarded by big companies and to some degree some little companies. Why are they doing that? I've never heard of that in my life. I've been around a long time, folks. I've never heard of that kind of behavior in my life before. Why would that be happening? Because businesses don't like the current political environment, the current political attitude. And I think they believe that something's going to change after November 2nd. And as I said, 74% of our respondents said yes, after November 2nd, and I think they're presuming that things are going to change with regard to the majority. After November 2nd, businesses will hire more and will spend more. And so we'll see, won't we? We'll see how the election goes. We'll see how it turns out. But I guess I'm saying this to you to tell you to be ready, be prepared, because if what our respondents are saying is true, if the election go the way the pundits think it will, and if what our respondents to the poll is saying is true, then the economy may pick up a lot after November 2nd. Be prepared to take advantage of it, to get your piece of that. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.